Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya, who joins you every morning to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Soku, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abomile, and to your listeners.
So, what wonderful news do you have for us this morning?
Well, a story that I bumped into is looking at how the Maasai community in Kenya is basically adapting to the changing weather conditions. Now, climate change is something that affects all of us, and it, most especially people who are reliant on climate and weather patterns in order to stay alive. So, for example, the Maasai use their cattle, they use their herd, they are actually pastoralists. So they move around according to where pastures are for the cattle. And what they've been finding is that over the past 2 years, a drought has really crippled them, and they find themselves wandering around looking for greener pastures, in inverted commas. But what's happened now is that a smart app, or an app that's able to be downloaded on a smartphone, has really helped them pinpoint the right place to go with their herd, cutting time wasted basically looking for a grazing pasture. And it works on a satellite, so they are then able to punch in their location or detect their location, and then the app tells them where the best place for their herd is, and are able to then move to that place and make sure that the cattle gets the right amount of water, grazing land, and anything else. And what this has helped as well is that it's that whole thing that if you don't adapt, you die. And what you're finding now is that communities that are always considered rural are actually adapting and using high-tech solutions to make sure that they can basically adapt the ways of life in order to meet up with what the climate needs are currently at this stage.
And talking about good news, Soku, you know, coming from our African continent, I know that you have abundance of news that talks to that. But also this morning on the Early Breakfast Show, we're talking about people in our communities in South Africa that are doing good. So maybe,
Yes, I'm saying that, as you say, you know, we can all do good in our communities. It's always about innovation. What can you spot that you think you can help your community? Because the best person to actually help the community are people who live in that community, because you understand what people need.
Now, I hear you loud and clear. Anyway, Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. I'm looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow. By the way, I know you also didn't go on leave. Are you going on leave anytime soon then, now that everyone's coming back?
No.
You used up all your leave days while you went to Mauritius, no? Yeah, I'm still on that. So, thank you so much. Do have yourself a fantastic morning, Feather.
Thank you.
Cheers.